Hi. Come on in. You're early. I like that. I always take that as a sign of intrinsic motivation and good intentions. My name is Julia, and as you might know, I am a therapist. A hypno-therapist, to be precise. And last week, I received an email from your domina. In that email, she told me that she wanted to make an appointment for a hypnosis session. Not for her, but for you. And that she expected you to be on time and willing to cooperate. She also stressed that if one of these terms would not be met, I had to inform her immediately on her private number. Also, there would be severe consequences, but I guess that was not addressed to me. But okay, with that being said, she also told me you served her very well over the past few weeks, and as a reward for that, she wanted to give you something other than what you'd normally expect as a reward from a mistress. She wanted something special, something out of the ordinary. Think of it as a gesture that you will remember for as long as you serve your domina. A vivid memory deeply embedded into your mind and body that expresses the very special relationship between her and you. Now, before we start, I like to emphasize that anything I say will be said with the full intention to strengthen the bond that is already there between you and your domina. There is and will be no commitment of any kind towards me at all. Not now, and also not after the session is over. I am a hypnotherapist, and I am here just to help you deepen your relationship with your domina. And as far as I'm concerned, hypnosis is the best way to facilitate almost immediate results for any of my clients. It's quick, easy, and very effective. Again, I expect nothing in return from you other than your willingness to trust me. By giving me your full attention for the next 30 minutes or so. Well, do I have to pick up the phone and give your domino a call? Or are you good with this? All right, great. Well, here we go. We're all ready and all for the good of you and your domina. Now, let me do the talking while you just sit back and relax and listen. Now is also a good moment to close your eyes. Or you can close them later, if you like. Any time is a good time to slowly sink deep into a very relaxed concentration. That's right. It's okay to scan your body little by little, checking if there are any muscles, any part of your body. You can relax even more. Just take your time. You're doing great. Your domina will be so proud of you. Being so cooperative is almost a form of obedience, which makes it feel even better. Every time your body sinks deeper into that wonderful feeling of relaxation, notice the rhythmic cycle of your breathing, how it follows the level of relaxation in your entire body. I wonder if you can also do it the other way around, relaxing your body just by breathing. Feel what happens right after the inhale. After the exhale, can you feel it? The sensation of the endless way down, sinking even deeper into a nice and soothing trance. That your body and muscles are relaxed, you've reached a feeling of comfort that tells you that all is good and all is safe enough to not worry about anything anymore. Your thoughts floating by like clouds high up in the sky. And the empty relaxation feels so good that you don't bother with thoughts anymore. It just feels way better to just enjoy the complete silence inside and outside, and you just look at all the clouds that come and go as they float by at great distance high above you. And while you are nothing more than just consciousness, my voice is all there is. All that matters. And every time you exhale, you will sink deeper into this wonderful feeling of comforting silence. And as you go deeper, you can still feel your commitment and loyalty to your Domina, because she is such an important figure in your life. You feel a strong sense of devotion because you feel proud to be hers. You love it when she pays attention to you. Whether it's in a good or a bad way, you know exactly what it's like to be with her. scared. Everything, every emotion is there, all at the same time, like an addictive cocktail. There is no better place than to be in her presence. And whenever her attention is fully focused on you, it has such a strong effect on you that you can feel it everywhere. Her presence has an energy that feels so sexual to you, as if she is charging you. Her strong sexual aura easily triggers your physical response system. This goes way beyond your conscious thoughts because you have no control over it. It's not that you first think about goosebumps and they appear. It's the other way around. It's an automatic response. Your body reacts. It just comes spontaneously out of nowhere. And then you notice when it's already happening. So you're always one step behind, or too late, if you like. Now, maybe you know, or maybe you don't, but you are not your body. Your body is just a very sensitive organism, containing a complex system of nerves that can be wired in many different ways. It responds to stimuli from the outside world just as good as it responds to stimuli from your internal world. These internal stimuli are not your conscious thoughts. They are everything that lies just outside of your consciousness. Like memories, for instance. Past experiences that left a deep impression on you. Once a past experience of such an impressive real-life event comes back to the surface again, and that event was accompanied by a physical response, the memory of it will not only trigger the exact same mental images or feelings, but also the same bodily responses, like an emotion or a jolt of pleasure. Now that is conditioning. And conditioning is the best tool at hand for a strict mistress. We all have the ability to learn, especially the ones who are blessed with a clear mind and for whom obedience comes natural. And this ability we never lose, and we can also not resist. even if we wanted to. It's in our nature to constantly adapt our behaviors whenever we encounter a new or familiar situation that triggers our automatic responses. Emotions, tears, goosebumps, or any other bodily response. They are all tied to specific situations within our memory. This happens both on a conscious and unconscious level. And the unconscious are learning. And the unconscious learning often happens very fast. For many people, the memory of nails scratching over a chalkboard is enough to internally hear this annoying, squeaky sound and to feel a great sense of discomfort in the body. And the result is goosebumps all over. And they will appear, whether you like it or not. You have no control over it. You can't stop it from happening. You can only notice that it does happen. Now, I wonder if you see where this is going. How it all translates to a dominant sub-relationship. Even if you're not a genius, it doesn't take a lot of thinking to see at least a few applications for your domina here. And that is exactly why your mistress has sent you here. She does acknowledge the power of hypnosis. And so do you. There's no doubt that with my words alone will now enhance your sensitivity towards the sexual energy of your domina. I'm asked to work on the level of attraction and the need you feel to be in her presence, and the feelings you get when her undivided attention is fully focused on you to the point where it will be almost unbearable in any possible way. Right now, it's simply impossible for you to know how exactly my words are affecting you. You can only guess how you would be affected the most, and also where it would affect you the most. Right? But you can rest assured that it will happen. So, it is perfectly normal and perfectly fine to feel slightly scared and aroused at the same time. Knowing that something is going to happen in front of your mistress that lies beyond your control is an arousing thought, isn't it? It's even making me tingle right now. Oh, by the way, did I mention already? You do have permission to get a boner. It's okay if it happens. It would even be beneficial. Results often manifest themselves even better and faster once there's no need to suppress anything that comes natural to you. Also, during my talking, when certain feelings start building and they suddenly start to intensify to a level where you have to, you know. Well, that's okay too. When that happens, I think your mistress will only be proud of you. And isn't that the whole point? Even for me, it is absolutely impossible to predict the exact outcome or the long-term consequences of this conversation. But your subconscious mind always chooses what is best for you. But it definitely matters whether you're on the dominant or submissive side of things. Although every man wants to be a sex magnet, the way of how you achieve this can be rather different for both sides of the spectrum. Once you find yourself a woman that you admire so much, and you get to the point with her that certain acts of sexual expression are about to happen, your body goes into overdrive. Because you don't want to fail your partner. You want to fuck her brains out and give her the best sexual experience of her life. So, the mind goes in overdrive too. You start trying to prolong, trying to stay hard, trying to be masculine, trying to prevent disappointment. All these attempts have one thing in common. No man wants to fail as a sexual partner, so he tries to do his best to be the best. But what failure is to a submissive man can actually be very hot, sexy, and rewarding to a dominant woman. In fact, this is exactly what turns her on the most. It proves to her that she is indeed hot, sexy, and wanted. And right before things are about to get really hot, like the first touch of a hand, the first contact of a hot mouth, the first sucking sensation, the exposure of a hot ass, the first penetration. There's always the strong urge to control or consciously interfere with all these wonderful and natural processes that are taking place in your body. Why try so desperately to temper this great feeling of arousal that builds with anticipation, making you so horny that you could almost come instantly? Isn't that the best feeling ever? The greatest reward you and your partner could ever achieve. I have a rather good image of what's going on in your mind right now. And yes, I am flirting with it in such a way that sooner or later you come to the conclusion that this appealing fantasy is now your new reality. And it actually happens very quickly, even quicker than it took your subconscious mind to absorb my suggestion. You are ready, and you know it. It arouses you, and it scares you at the same time. And I agree with your mistress that opposite feelings towards a single and very tempting suggestion are the best ingredients to work with, because they ensure the strongest internal dynamics and thus the strongest outcome. It's not just something, you know, to instantly wet your pants or to shoot aloud just by being in the presence of your domina. And of course, it feels absolutely inappropriate and shameful the first time it happens. The very moment you realize that this is now your reality, and you notice that your cock is preparing to ejaculate, and you can't stop it from happening, is quite a shocking experience, leaving a deep impression on you. And once you find out that you and your cock are not on the same page anymore, all you can do is learn how to deal with it. You must accept that your cock now has a mind of its own, and it is extremely persistent in what it wants. It wants to feel good. So very. So it takes anything that falls within the boundaries of your dominant sub relationship for a reason to ejaculate. Your cock just wants to ejaculate as hard and as often as possible. That's why it shoots so fast. It is totally insensitive to your reasoning because a cock has no brain. And all it can do is feel. And when a cock feels good, it comes. Doesn't care about what you think is inappropriate. It simply does what it does. And all you need is one moment of truth, just once, to realize that you are already far beyond the point of no return. There is absolutely no way you can stop your cock from wanting to feel pleasure. It just starts growing whenever it feels the presence of your mistress. It slowly starts to get stiffer until it is fully erect, which is a problem. Because it arouses you. Whether it's a thought or the anticipation of what is coming or the real thing, It doesn't matter. You no longer have the ability to temper your arousal. The ability was already taken from you by your domina the moment you decided to visit me. You must obey your mistress. And you want to obey your mistress. And so does your friend below. Although you find premature ejaculation is problematic for you, you still crave to feel this unbearable pleasure anytime you are in her presence. Whether you're naked or not, whether you're on your knees, standing straight up, lying on her bed, or somewhere else, even when you're in a public place, you want to serve her. You want to serve any of her needs. And from now on, enduring intense and inappropriate pleasure is just one of them. You can feel your cock becoming more and more erect. And yes, this will be a shocking event for you. Because at the same time, you are brutally confronted with your inability to temper your arousal. And the sensation of growing cock doesn't make it any better. Does it? It feels like a trap. Your cock grows harder and bigger, stiffening with every second. And you know what will happen when it gets to the point where it has reached its maximum size. Once the head of your cock has exposed itself as a large, shiny, purple knob, the throbbing and fighting the pulling sensation of your foreskin that runs out of length, it's not able to keep up with the ongoing expansion around the tip of your cock. It feels as if your cock has the urge to grow endlessly long. And the stimulation as a result of these contradicting forces makes the tip of your cock tingle even more and more and more. It is now unstoppable, and so is the ongoing buildup of sweetness that starts spreading out in your lower body. A vague glow of the most sexual feeling you can imagine, manifesting itself as a swirling sensation. It is charging the wheel of energy that spins around between your legs, touching on your most sensitive parts. In just the right manner, with an increasing speed, it stimulates you so good. It feels so good. Too good. Too fast. And you try even harder not to think about what happens next if things don't slow down very quickly. You don't want to, but you know you're almost ejaculating. If only the stimulation would stop for just a few seconds. And that's the whole thing. It doesn't. There's no way it can stop this. It's a sexual loophole. What's driving your cock to keep on growing is the sensation of getting more erect. It arouses you just as much as it annoys you that you'll ejaculate almost instantly after you get fully erect. Almost too soon, time after time. And it only gets worse. The more you think about it, the more sensitive you become. How can you ever have sex for over a minute if all you can think of is how to temper the intense arousal that shoots through your cock just from getting hard? Whenever your mistress demands you don't dress, you feel helplessly displayed because you know what happens when you feel that tingly sensation. It's the first sign your penis wants to get hard. Your internal clock starts ticking the few seconds away that your cock needs to get fully erect. And this way of getting hard in front of your mistress makes you feel uncomfortably aroused. The clock keeps ticking mercilessly, and you know you're running out of time. This shameful experience is going to affect you heavily, because if it can happen once, how can you ever be sure again that it won't happen right now? How can you ever trust your cock again while you're together with your domina? The moment you feel tingles, even though it is just a soft stimulation, is the moment you know it's happening again. Your conditioned cock automatically reacts to the pleasure it experienced before when you were in the same setting, that is, in the presence of your domina. Every single time it becomes harder, more difficult not to squirt spontaneously. Not only does the conditioning of your cock make you feel insecure about your stamina, it also demands all of your attention in an attempt to temper the stimulation and the unwanted arousal that is fed by the anticipation of your erect penis. Anticipation on the sexuality of your domina, who is about to touch your cock, to play with it, not knowing. Or just ignoring that you are just a few seconds away from exploding. And because you already have this experience, it arouses your cock even more. It will become only harder each time not to ejaculate on anticipation only. And the harder you try to fight it, the more you will become unable to stop yourself from coming in front of your domina. Once you are in her presence, or you just imagine yourself being in front of her, your eager cock will quickly grow to its maximum size, and you come. You come hard. Your cock will ejaculate without the ability to stop it. Being in her presence gets you on the edge in seconds. This happens in the blink of an eye, and before you know it, it's over. Too late. Or too soon. Whatever you want to call it. Your cock ejaculates without being touched, without the need of any physical stimulation. Even if you'd managed to hold back for a moment, you'll come instantly by the first touch of your domina. Her hand around your cock is already enough for you. You will explode in her hand, and it shoots even faster the next time. Every failure will enforce your inability to not come spontaneously in front of your mistress. And yes, you'll be embarrassed every time you ejaculate, even quicker than the time before.
And the more you think about it, the harder you try. And the worse it gets. You ejaculate so easily. And so quickly. It will just happen by the slightest touch or even the suggestion of being stimulated in any way whenever your mistress is approaching you. Whether it's a hand wrapped around your cock or holding your balls. The sight of an ass ready to receive the tip of your erect cock. The sensation you feel right at that moment, the arousal that shoots through your cock instantly, is just too overwhelming. Too intense. And there's no way to escape it. The only thing left to prevent the inevitable is to buy yourself some time with some lame excuses. Please, mistress, wait. Oh no, mistress, please stop. And this is exactly what it's like, how it feels, how it is, to fight the feeling of an intense orgasm that comes over you just because you encounter sexual superiority. Simply no match for this feminine beauty and softness that is forced upon you by a firm mistress, your mistress, all dressed up in leather. She does that just for you. To make sure that your arousal is stretched way beyond your hard limit. And it works. Every single time. And she keeps doing this on purpose. To corrupt you. To make you brainwash yourself. And you can't do a thing about it. In her presence, your mind just fills itself completely with just a single thought, your one and only concern. Oh, shit. Please, mistress, wait. She deliberately overwhelms you while she hypnotically takes away your ability to resist anything she wants you to feel. You're no longer in control. You are mad. You automatically follow and obey. You get hard and you ejaculate. You tingle, and before you know it, you squirt. You just squirt your brains out. That's it. You simply do it instantly, without giving it a second thought. It's not that you don't want to think. You simply don't get a chance to think. The pleasure is just too strong, too quickly. So you get hard, and you do it. You orgasm hard, and you do it right away. Like it or not, it nails you to the ground, and you collapse. Curling toes, weakening knees, tightening muscles, poker face melting into a grimace as you indulge in pleasure right there in front of your mistress. Every single time you have to present yourself naked in front of her, this will happen. Over and over and over again. And you can't stop it. Only she can. Whenever your mistress makes clear in any way she likes that you won't ejaculate right away, you are to save yourself for just that moment. It can be a matter of seconds. Few minutes, or maybe even half an hour, but your mistress is the only person who can decide for how long you will be able to prolong your ejaculation. It's not that the arousal is gone. It's still there. all the time, but at least you'll have the ability to hold back and to fight this feeling that easily rolls into an orgasm because it is constantly lying in wait. Now, when the time is up and your mistress does not give you another reprieve, or she simply forgets, you will ejaculate as soon as you get a full erection, so the only control you have is begging your mistress to stop you from coming. That is the only way to stop yourself from ejaculating when and wherever you are in her presence. Beg for her mercy, or you will simply come. You don't want to ruin her day, do you? You want to serve her like a real man. Being strong and masculine, making a good impression on her. Well, we both know the truth. And so does your mistress. Now, wake up. In 5. Take a deep breath. 4. Feel the good energy flowing into your body. 3. Making your arms and your legs wanting to move again. 2. So ready to get out of this deep relaxation room, this nice trance. 1. Now open your eyes, feeling completely awake and refreshed.
Well, that was quite a ride, wasn't it? Our session is over and you are dismissed. Please go home now and take some time to prepare yourself properly for tonight, because your mistress is expecting you. Oh, there's one more thing. I almost forgot to say that this entire session was recorded on behalf of, well, you know. And I will send her an MP3 afterwards, so she knows exactly how to take it from here, and she can rest assured that everything went fine, and I followed her very precise instructions. Maybe she's willing to send you a copy too, but that's not up to me. I'm sorry. That's it. I wish you all the best, and I hope you'll not disappoint her tonight. Have a nice evening, darling.